Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you for joining me for another weekday meditation. You know, one of the things that I read recently made so much sense to me. Let me quote this. It is foolishness to think we can know all God knows without having to go to Him to learn it. Therefore, we must not only honor Scripture, but also seek to understand what it means and how we should live by it. We do this by allowing God to speak to us through the context and full counsel of His Word, rather than just picking and choosing our favorite parts. That makes so much sense, doesn't it? I mean, the Bible is the story of God's redeeming love for mankind. And so our particular convictions about it are extraordinarily important. It is radically important that we either read the Word and say, I agree with this, but I don't agree with that, or you fully embrace it and you fully commit to the Lord God who created the heavens and the earth knows more than I do, and I will trust Him to teach me. Think about that. The Lord God who created the heavens and the earth knows more than I do, and I will trust Him to teach me. You see, if we truly believe the Bible is indeed God's living Word, and that when we read it, that His Holy Spirit teaches us how to apply it in our life, then God will work through it to transform you supernaturally. So it only makes sense that we would want to spend time in meditation with Him. It's His Word, it's His direction, it's His counsel in our life. And so today I invite you to take a few deep breaths and set aside the noise of the world and step into the quiet and the peace that only God offers in His presence. So let's do that. Let's take a couple more. This time, breathe it deeply inside your nose, hold it for a minute, and then let it go through your mouth. Let your shoulders slump and the muscles of your face and your arms and your legs just kind of go loose for a minute. And then allow yourself this time to share with God two things that you're grateful for right now. Don't overthink them. Just two things. God, I'm grateful for. And you finish the sentence. I know I sound like a broken record, but when we introduce gratitude into our life and an attitude of gratitude, what genuinely happens is what we have is more than enough. And so today I invite you to live in a spirit of gratitude. So you've told the Lord a couple of things you're grateful for. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to think of two people that you're grateful for in your life and thank the Lord for those two people. Go ahead. And while you have those two people on your mind, ask the Lord to do something in their life today that you know would be a blessing to them and something only the Lord could do. Go ahead. And now, bring something to the Lord that only He could do in your life. Just pick one thing. Lord, what is the one thing? I had a conversation with a lady earlier today, and a sweet friend, and she said, you know, Chuck, I was listening to your meditation the other day, and you said, just ask the Lord for one thing. And so she did. And the very next day, she said, I couldn't believe it. God did that one thing. My friend, listen, bring to the Lord this one thing that you want to trust Him with today, and bring it to Him right now. The Lord God who created the heavens and the earth knows more than I do, and I will trust Him to teach me. I want to ask you to take today one full minute, 60 seconds, and listen to what the Lord has to say for you today. And I'll bring you back at the end of 60 seconds, and we'll close our time of meditation. Go right ahead. There's nothing quite like solitude and quietude to fill the soul with peace for the day, especially when we have an attitude of gratitude and we have an attitude that recognizes God knows so much more than we do, and we can count on Him to give us that direction. Paul writes to the Philippians, "Is there any encouragement from belonging to Christ, any comfort from His love, any fellowship together in the Spirit? Are your hearts tender and compassionate? Then make me truly happy by agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, loving one another, and working together with one mind and one purpose." My friend today, let that one mind and one purpose be of Christ Jesus, and go have the greatest day you've ever had. God bless you. See you tomorrow.